Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Sounds like a very interesting Dining with Diabetes session you guys have coming up. Go ahead and get right into it.
Alrighty. In Kansas, it's estimated that about 9.4% of adults have been diagnosed as having diabetes, and it's the seventh leading cause of death in Kansas. And we know that those with diabetes have medical expenses that are on average about 2.3 times higher than those who do not have diabetes. And nationally, it's estimated that about 34.2 million people have diabetes, or about one in every 10 people. And health officials also estimate that one in five people don't even know that they have diabetes. So in order to help address those challenges with diabetes in our state, the Frontier District and the Meridazine District are going to be jointly working together to host a Dining with Diabetes program that will be held virtually or online starting on November 18th, and that will run for 4 weeks. The course is really designed to help individuals learn some strategies to manage their diabetes through menu planning, carbohydrate counting, portion control, and label reading as well. It is a self-paced program. The online program, it is self-paced. They do work through four different modules, one each week on their own time. And those modules focus on living well with diabetes, carbohydrates and sweeteners, fats and sodiums, and also putting it all together at the end. Each of those modules works through has some diabetes and self-care information. There's a lot of educational videos as well, meal planning and healthy snack tips and ideas, reading those food labels, ideas for physical activity, and also included are some cooking techniques that use maybe artificial sweeteners, reduced fat foods, and herbs and spices. And there's also some food demonstration videos in there as well that illustrate some diabetic-friendly recipes. The program is also open for those beyond those that have pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes. It's also for family members or caregivers or other support people as well, and they're also invited to participate or join in the program. We do have registration open now, and it will close November 15th, so we have a little over a month to get registered. The cost to participate is $25. However, we do have some support with a local grant that cost for that program is free of charge to those who are 60 and older. And Franny and I would be, Franny works, my colleague that works in the Meridazine District that we're jointly hosting with, either one of us would be happy to help get you registered for that. If you're interested or have additional questions about the program, you're welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Well, very important, you got to be able to live with diabetes, so very important to get that message out there. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.